Lord, we thank you for your word. We ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and our heart so that we be able to move and to follow you, Lord. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Before I start, I would like to ask you one question. Have you ever experienced getting lost when you travel to the new places? Have you? Yeah. I think me too. I'm sure many of us have that experience. I remember 3 months ago, an Asian lady with her daughter walked from Narrabanda to Red Hill. But interesting for me was she walked and then carried with her in her hand, she held the GPS. And she walked and keep on seeing the GPS. I was fascinating, so I drove from Red Hill and I saw her just in front of the police center. And I stopped because I look her because she just keep looking at the GPS. I thought maybe like a big camera or whatever, something like that. And then I asked her, where are you going? She said, oh, I want to walk to Red Hill. Anyway, so I gave her a lift. And when I drove her with her daughter to that place that they want to go, so I asked her, why did you carry this GPS with you? Because he also only not really knowing English. He said, yeah, GPS, can't go wrong, GPS. So then I was really fascinating to see how someone really rely on GPS. So I think when we are getting lost, the immediate response will be worry, fear, and anxious. That's because we experience uncertainty. From time to time, we experience fears, worries, and anxieties. We don't know where to go. When we feel fear, we think that we don't have way out. It is no wonder that so many times Scripture advises us not to worry. We worry because our faith is weak. Instead of looking at God, too often we look at problems. And when problem comes, we think we don't have way out. We tend to focus on self rather than God. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus said today in his gospel. Have faith in God, have faith also in me. That's the invitation from Jesus. He asks us to give him permission to reign in our hearts. He is our spiritual GPS. We can't go wrong with him. We have been fascinated by him. We have been trapped and captured by his love. We are prisoners of the Lord, but we are delighted to be in his custody. We're really happy because the love of the Lord wants to pour out into our hearts. We would not want it any other way. Jesus wants nothing more than to reveal himself to each and every one of us in the Holy Spirit. He wants to capture our hearts and to draw us into an intimate relationship with him. That's the only things that Jesus longs to each one of us. He yearns to awaken us, to give us new life, to transform us, to mobilize us to his mission. That's what he longs for. Jesus invites us to let him to be the Lord of our life. And all he wants, when we experience his love and his mercy, go out and then spread the good news so other people can experience God's love and mercy. Because he is our spiritual GPS. We can't go wrong with him. Jesus has a special plan for us, for the church, for our community, for each one of us personally. In Jeremiah, he said, I know the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord. Plan for peace and not for woe. If you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with your whole heart, I will let you find me. And in the Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he keep knocking at the door, and he wants to come and to dine with us. That's the only response of this living and loving Lord. He wants you and me to complete surrender to him. Give yourself to God. Give yourself to Jesus. Jesus is our spiritual GPS. And let him lead you to the path of heaven. The will of God is the only thing worth doing in our life. Nothing more. And we need to follow him, even when we don't understand completely. Because he loves us. Because he is more invested in our own happiness than we are ourselves. Not just in eternity, but in this life now. Jesus wants us to experience his life, his love and happiness. We need to make him the Lord of our lives. Lord of everything, our relationship, our family, our money, our time, our friendship, everything, yes, everything. We need to ask him to be the guidance. And if we do this, we would not regret it. Because Jesus is the way, the spiritual GPS who always shows us the way. He always knocks our heart and ask him. And he wants to show us how to live the life. With Jesus, we don't need to give him anything. What he wants is to give him our rubbish. Different rubbish in different people in our life. Maybe our relationship that we can't really going through. Or maybe our friendship, the broken relationship with others, all the rubbish or the pattern of our sins. We tend to show all nicely, happy, clappy, but deep down, I don't know about you, but I know myself, it's a broken person. Jesus wants us to give that rubbish to him. He doesn't need anything else. What he needs is rubbish, our rubbish, our sins. And through his power of the resurrection, Jesus can transform that rubbish, become beautiful things in our life. If we had more Jesus in our lives, we would have less fear, less worries and anxieties. Yes, we would still have problems for sure when we invite Jesus to come in us. Of course, we still have problems. God never promised that we would have no problem when he come in us. Jesus himself had a big problem. He was sentenced to death as a common criminal. But thanking God, he raised from the dead to help us rise above our difficulties, rise above our problems. That's the power of the cross. That's the love of Christ. That's the mercy of God. My friend, Jesus is asking us to only have faith in him. Faith in him is like a small mustard seed. You know it's mustard seed, right? If you compare to any other beads, mustard seed is the smallest. Even they are small, but they are very compact. No hole on mustard seed. And Jesus said, if you have faith like this mustard seed, you can move the mountain. If I have that faith, no doubt in God, then I can experience eternal joy. Jesus asking us to surrender our life to him, to have that faith like the small mustard seed. They are compact, no room for doubt in him. Many times in our lives, we don't recognize the presence of God. And asking him to fill the whole of our faith, When trouble comes, sometimes we put our faith aside, don't we? We feel it's too hard. Where are you, God? Let us ask in God to fill again that hole. Make it small like a mustard seed, who surrender to him completely. So let him be the Lord of our life again. Only through Jesus, only through him, our spiritual GPS, we will find and experience the mercy and love of our loving Abba. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill that hole again and asking him to bring a new faith in us so that we can surrender to him completely. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Let him be the way, the truth, and the life of your life. Amen.